Well, with Mark McCallum. Mark, congratulations. A very, very hard-fought win in front of 82,000, a regular season of Aviva Premiership and international record. It was a great occasion and a great win.
Yeah, a great win for us and a great performance by the team. Two contrasting halves. We were pretty much in control of the first half, 19-6 up. Took the opportunities that came our way and dominated field position during that half. But Quinns showed in the second half why they're where they are in the league. They're a real handful. They've got a great attacking game, great offloading game, and at times we struggled to cope with that. But see you, Connor. But we managed to hold on and play some good rugby towards the end of the match ourselves.
Absolutely, and I suppose as you just touched on there, you've seen both facets of what Sarries can bring to the table. Fast start, get some points on the board with some good rugby, but then also when needs be, try and hold firm as well, which you did.
Yeah, and perhaps there were two or three opportunities for us to counter-attack, which in the second half, which we ignored and we kicked the ball away. But we trust our players to do the right thing at the right time, and maybe we could have moved the ball a couple of times during that period. But in the last 20 minutes of the second half, we really took the game to them as well. A good contest, a tough contest, a physical contest between two very good sides.
A word on Dave Strettle. Obviously scored against his former club with a great bit of instinctive play to get the score. First of all, great try.
Yeah, he was like a man possessed today, and he's been playing well all season, but today he took his game to a different level. Defensively good, attacking wise good, chase kicks well. He would have put a real marker down today.
But also then went off injured. Do we know if it's anything serious?
It's a shoulder injury, and we'll know more tomorrow, I suppose.
Fingers crossed, because I mean, with an EPS named in not too long, he's the kind of guy with that form, among other players in your squad, who could be up there for selection.
Exactly, and it's not just Dave. We've got a number of English players who played really well today. Brad Barrett was outstanding, I thought. Owen Farrell, Charlie Hodgson, Alex Good, Andy Saul, who made his 100th appearance for us, Mo Botha. So we had a lot of players who are English players who played very well for us.
And the same for both sides, obviously, with Quinns' crop of youngsters. So looking at a game like this at Twickenham with a big crowd, lots of big English talent on show, that hopefully bodes well going forward for all concerned.
It does, and they've got some players who are really on form for them. So it'll be an interesting time for Stuart Lancaster to pick his team.
It will. And exactly halfway point now of the regular Aviva Premiership season, taking stock, Mark, pretty happy, what, 9 wins out of 11?
Yeah, so I suppose at this time of year you always want to be thereabouts, and we happen to be thereabouts. We've got two tough games against Gloucester and Bath coming up before we go back into the Heineken, and we get a massive game against Biarritz in 3 weeks' time, which if we win, we qualify for the knockout stages. So this is a very important time of the season.
If I could just ask more specifically about that Gloucester game, obviously coming up, great win for them against Wasps the other day, very, very impressive. That's going to be a cracking game.
Well, yeah, they played very well yesterday. We've got some battered bodies after today, so we've got to take stock, look after them over the next 4 or 5 days, and